something from the Word of God. Not from me. Don't look at me. But let us look to the Word of God. Matthew. We're going to go with the third chapter, and then we're going to read on down to the fourth chapter. Matthew chapter 3, let's start with verse 16. We're just going to read a few verses. Then we're going to go down to chapter 4, and then we're going to say our few words. As I heard the preacher say, Sister Leah, you want to do two ups and a down. Stand up, speak up, sit down. Everyone have it? I'll be reading from the King James Version. I'm starting at Matthew, the third chapter. I'm just going to read 16 and 17 and then go down to the fourth chapter. It says, "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him." Listen to verse 17. "And lo, a voice from heaven, saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Let's go to 4. "Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness." He was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. "And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards a hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he said, but he answered and said, It is written." Good God Almighty. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word," somebody say every word, "that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Let's go straight down to verse 11, and we're going to conclude there. "Then the devil leaveth him alone." Some verses says alone. "And behold, angels came and ministered unto him." For a few minutes before we go into prayer, I just want to talk to you from this simple subject: essentials for wilderness survival. Essentials for wilderness survival. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we give you praise. Thank you for our coming together. Thank you, Lord, for your Spirit that is abiding with us right now. Thank you because, Lord, we cannot do nothing without your Spirit. Lord, accept your Spirit. It is by your Spirit that we are saved. It is by your Spirit that we are healed. It is by your Spirit that we are set free. Use this vessel of clay, Lord. And God, Lord, turn every stony heart, Lord. Break it up into follow good ground. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Essentials for wilderness survival. How many know that if you keep on living, you're going to experience a wilderness experience? I looked up wilderness, and it says the definition that I found was a wilderness is an uncultivated and uninhabited region. In other words, not too many people go out to the wilderness for vacation. Not too many people go out to the wilderness to go have a reunion. Because what? It's uninhabited. There's nothing there. Sometimes in certain parts it's kind of wild. You know, you hear things at night, coyotes and everything. So the wilderness is someplace where there's usually pretty much no resources. You really can't do anything. And it's mighty funny that throughout in the beginning of the Bible, it seems like there's That wilderness is where Jesus has been leading the people through. If you remember, they came out of Egypt, and he led them what? Through the wilderness. Of all places, why the wilderness? So if you haven't experienced the wilderness, keep on living. And I want you to say, look here, and if those who have known and can testify, and those who might be going through a wilderness right now, there is something that's going to help you. That, look, you're not going to stay there always. Oh, I love the verse, sister, when it says, "And it came to pass." You know what that means? And it came to pass. Good God Almighty. Glory to God. See, sometimes if you're still there, guess what? You know what? Sometimes the situation doesn't pass, and you're still stuck there. I'm preaching already. Good God. It doesn't pass, and you still, and look, the situation looking back at you. I done left. But you got to know how to keep, look, keep on moving, because guess what? God is always progressing. That's why we have the living word. It's progressive. It keeps moving. Glory to God. And then we're asking people, because you know what? We're on our way to a destination. And while we're here, we have an assignment. And guess what? We got to keep moving. Because it's not just about us, but it's about those in our family, those in our circle. It's about reaching people. Guess what? And once you reach them, you say, come on, let's keep moving. Remember the, here I go. Remember the song? Minister Coleman told us, the cloud of glory, moving. All right, good. Move with the cloud. Anyway, if you remember that one, good. In our text, I often preach this before, and usually, Sister Lena, I always go to the fourth chapter because it says, in Jesus' name, that's where it starts. But the more I looked at it, I realized I left out something important. And it was back in the third chapter. And it was when Jesus, after he was finished being baptized, and you might be familiar with the story, after he was baptized, he came up out of the water. And here we see something marvelous happen, because the Bible says when he immediately came up, the heavens opened up, the Spirit descended like a dove, and a voice came from heaven. Here is where we see the triune God. God in heaven, the Spirit, and the Son. So, Scott, you said you always skip that. Yeah, because it's something very important for your wilderness survival. Because before he went to the wilderness, he was confirmed. And what does it say in that 17th verse? Lo, he came up, and a voice came from heaven. And what did the voice say? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So if you're taking notes, if you're taking a mental note, the first essential you're going to need is to be who God says you are.
Amen.
Why is that so important? Look at me. Because, see, you might not understand, but when you try to be something that you're not, you only make the situation worse. And notice what I said. Be what God says you to be. Because guess what? I like what David said. If anybody know you, it's God. And I like what he said. So he said, it is he that has made us and not. Look, you can't even trust yourself. You've got to trust God and say, God, whatever you call me to be, I'm going to be. And look. You ain't got no problem. Look, all you got to do is just be. There's no problem, just be. I got some proof. When God, when he made the world, and there was darkness, he said, let there be light. And guess what? And there was light. And guess what? That light been shining. It ain't been jealous of the moon. It ain't been jealous of, look, it is what God says it is.
Yeah.
And if you're going to go through this wilderness, you've got to be who God says you are to be.
Yes.
I got scripture. Because sometimes you when I talk about you getting in trouble, let's go back to Genesis. In the garden, that's right. God said, of the tree, good and evil, all you can eat, all the trees, but a lot of good and evil you shall not eat. Then who comes? Satan. Take the serpent. Why don't you eat this tree? Eve, God, say don't eat. And what, and this is where you got to, watch those who attack you, beating us. Because that's where they're going. Look what Satan said. He said, God didn't say that. Because God knows that the day that you eat of this tree, you shall be. And God never said anything. God didn't have to tell them who to be because they were already created what God wanted them to be. Little did they know that they were already like God. Because he said what? He created in the image. And all they had to do was just be. Good God of mine. I may not, look, I used to have hair. I may be bald, but I'm still Darryl Scott. And there's no one like Darryl Scott. And no matter how old he gets, I'm going to continue to be. Why? Because God made me. But look, don't get on the flesh. Let's get on the spirit. We are now, I think I wrote it down. We are sons of God. What is it? In John, beloved, behold, now are we the sons of God. When did we become the sons of God? We became the sons of God the day that we accepted Jesus Christ. And don't you know that that holds more clout than anything else? That holds more clout than bishop? Oh, yeah, it does. Because bishop is going to fade away. But the son, good God, you can be, look. Oh, thank you. Look, I got to go. Look, man can put you up. Bishop, elder, chief apostle, first potentate, second individual, third baseman. They can put you up. But one thing about God, when he declares you a son, no one can take that away. Anybody getting what I'm saying about essential? You've got to be, and when you're in that wilderness, don't freak out. Just stand. Stand. Look, look, look. Sometimes it's just best to stand and be than to try to do something and you're not able to do it.
Amen.
When you go through, glory to God. He said, if he that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is just, let him be just. Just be.
Amen.
Be who God says you are. That's when you're in the safe zone. That's when you're in the safety place. So when you go through the wilderness, hey, I'm a son. Oh, my God, I'm a son. And guess what? There's nothing you can do about it.
Nothing.
Because it was through his blood and his sacrifice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you know my past. Yeah, that's right. I know you know my past. Yeah, I saw you. You used to hang. You used to go to the bar and all that. Yeah. But I like what he says. He said, and you know what? God put everything in so that I could be my beingness. So when you bring up my past, he said, look here. He that is in Christ Jesus. Is a new creature. Behold, all are passed away. And behold, look at who I am now. Glory to God. Let us go. So be who God says you to be. Now, look at the second thing. Let's go to verse chapter 4. Let's give you 2 minutes. Okay. All right. Don't give me no 2 minutes. All right. Thank you. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards a hunger. And the tempter came to him. He said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. You know what? I was all right because, you know, like I said, I used to preach from this. And the one thing, Deacon Aaron, I used to do, I used to test a lie. God, he said, thank God, you know. You know, especially when you go through something, going through, and that's legitimate, you go through.
Right.
The Lord is tempting me, but I'm going through, and that was a lie. Now, here's my problem when I read this, because it said, and the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. After he said, of all places to go, into the wilderness when you're hungry. Why didn't Spirit, look, I'd have said, Spirit, where is the old country buffet? I'm hungry. But it said the Spirit led him, and it almost looks like the Spirit is leading him to be tempted. Now, I got a problem, Reverend Lyon. Because wait a minute. He always say, didn't Jesus say, pray and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil?
Yes.
So it looks like, well, why are you leading him into the wilderness to temptation? And then another verse came to me. I was like, wait a minute. I'm confused, Tina. Another verse, because one, like I said, after I cast a lie, I got the truth. That God don't tempt. Let's go to James. You don't believe me? Let's go to the Bible. James 1. Mm-hmm. Somebody got it. Good God. And I don't want to read, but somebody read it for me. James 1, starting in verse 12. 12 to, see, if I don't read, then I won't have to say too much. 12 to 14. Who got it? Who got it? Chapter 1. Go ahead, Sister McCoy. I like Sister McCoy. Read. Blessed is that. See, there he is. I'm a son. I'm being who I am. I'm blessed when I endure temptation. I mean, what does it say? Temptation, right? Read. When he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, because when he's tried, he's going to come out being who God says he's to be. Go ahead. He promised it. He said, look, that's what I love. He said, when you go through, look, it's not going to be a flowery bed of ease, Imani. Life is not going to be a flowery bed of ease. But he said, when you endure. And so evidently, there must be something in that beatness for me to endure. So don't throw in the towel. Don't sit down. Don't be like Elijah. Woe is me. I'm the only prophet left. Oh, nobody else. Oh, Lord, I done did your work. And now look how many of the paid. No. Don't do that. But he said he got a crown of life for you. Okay, you finish. Keep reading. Listen. That stops it. That stops it. All the test line, the prophet line. God is tempted. No, it stopped it. Let no man say when he is tempted by Yah. Now I'm still kind of confused. It's like, little spirit. Go ahead, read. God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither does he tempt any man. He don't tempt any man. Black, white, red, yellow. He don't tempt them. But when is he tempted? Wait a minute. Because it's temptation. Now look, I've been through temptation. So if God didn't give it, and Satan, okay, you contributing. Notice I say he's contributing. Keep that in mind. He's contributing. So where is temptation coming from? Read, Sister McCoy. You mean to tell me I had something to do with my temptation? You mean to tell me I fell because it was my fault? You mean to tell me I couldn't resist and did it and it was on me? A man is tempted when he's drawn away by his own lust, his own enticement. So imagine him being in the wilderness. He might have to get rid of himself.
That's right. Execute it.
Because he's going to do some stuff he shouldn't do. Look, not just outside of the wilderness. He's going to do some stuff he shouldn't do in the wilderness.
Yes. That's right.
And so I'm so glad that God let me know. You don't have to be. I heard a song by the Winans years ago. Y'all know the Winans?
Yes.
Okay. They used to sing a song. He said, it's good to know he'll be there whenever I fall, but it's better to know that I don't have to fall at all. So now, he's tempted when he's drawn away from his own lust. But Aaron, I still got a problem, because it looked like it says the Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted. Now, if God don't do it, okay, and if the Spirit is doing it, it's a conflict. But no, maybe we need to understand. Well, why you say it's a conflict? Well, when you say God is who? God the and God the. So now he got the Spirit leading him. But if you read the scripture, it says it right here very clearly. He led him into the wilderness to be tempted. He wasn't doing the tempting himself.
Right.
So point number two, for wilderness survival essential, be spirit led. For as many, I think, did I break it down? Romans? I think it's in Romans 8. For as many as are led by the Spirit, here he goes, they are the sons of God. Romans 8? Yeah, Romans 8. Find it from the deacon. Listen. This is why you have to be led by the Spirit. And guess what? He'll take you to places that he knows you can handle if you rely on him. The reason why people don't move forward is because they don't rely on him. Now listen, the author sets us up with why you need to rely on him. See, many people, look, you can be led into temptation, but you need to be led by the Spirit, because the Spirit will lead you in the temptation. Did you get what I said? He's not going to lead you to be tempted, but whenever you are tempted, he's going to lead you how to navigate through it. Ain't it funny? Ain't it funny? You could have, and I just picked up this other point. Look out for those and then, okay? Those and then moments. Now, let's look, Reverend, look at what happened. We had a big, Jesus just came up out of the water, heavens opened up. It's like just being in church. Have you ever been in church? Spirit high. You shouting, running around the building. You ran outside all the way down Market Street in the Spirit. You come back, you're still in the Spirit. You're doing backflips. You're doing everything. And you've just been set free. And the moment you put the key out, put it in the lock, turn it, open the door, open it, and all hell. That won't happen to y'all, but that happens later. That's right. And look, and it happens, and then, those and then moments, it will happen, and then, after you came from a glorious time in church. It seems like after everything, you just in the Spirit, you come home. You know, back in the old church, they used to come on, they used to be in the Spirit. No, this is real. This is serious. But they used to walk out in the Spirit. They'd look, turn me over. People had to carry them walking in the Spirit, walking to their cars in the Spirit. Now when they get home, all hell is broken loose. And if you're not careful, the Spirit, what happened? But guess what? Understand now, let me say this, let me move on. Those, what we do in the Spirit, what we see in the Spirit, jumping and shouting and all that. Those are physical activity. It doesn't mean that you don't have Spirit. You do have Spirit. But to really be Spirit-led is in those moments when there's no organ, where there's no piano, where there's no drum, where there's no congregation. The moment to be Spirit-led is those moments when you are alone and nobody is with you but the Spirit. Amen. And when you come into that hour of temptation, you should be able to shout, but you're going to be like, oh, wait a minute. And this is what the Spirit will do. The Spirit will settle you down. He got to calm you down. Because guess what? In your flesh, you'll step up. And that's, he said, gotcha. And for those, see, those gotcha moments, you got to be careful. For those who are not strong, it'll bring them so down. You got to remember, your relationship is not based on what you do. Your relationship is all based on what Christ has done. Because if it was based on what we do, oh man, I'd be disqualified. You know, look, I ain't scared to say it. Y'all be disqualified just as well. If it was on what we did. But that's why the Spirit will settle you down. And he'll lead you. He'll lead you what to say. He'll lead you in what to hear. Can lead you in what to think. He said, let this mind. He said, finding my brother, especially because the enemy wants to attack your mind. He said, finding my brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are holy, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. 1 Thessalonians 4:8. That comes through the Spirit. And when that hour comes, you've got to be led by the Spirit. That's the best that I can say. You got to be led. Why? Because now you are a son. Yes. As many as are led by the Spirit. Yes. And guess what? People will know who you are just through your relationship. Yes. And folk will try to define you through your relationship. You do something bad. Hey, aren't you somebody's son? Aren't you Reverend? Aren't you Deacon's son, daughter? Yes. So that's why he gave us the Spirit. So guess what? At end of the hour, we manifest and show himself. So we got to be led by the Spirit. Romans 8:14. Glory to God. Now we're down to the last one. Oh, wait a minute. Can I say something on this? I was reading that verse, and it said, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, after which he was a hunger. This is the other essential thing about being led in the Spirit. When you fast, you deny what? Yourself. Who is the biggest enemy to you? Yourself. So when Jesus had fasted, now remember, Jesus is showing us what being Spirit-led is. Because when you think about it, Jesus, don't he got all power? Did he really need to have a fight with the, you know, he was already a winner, right? But to show you he was human just like we are. He came and felt our pain. That's why when you people, oh, well, he don't understand. Oh, no, Jesus understands. He was tempted just like we was, yet without sin. Why? Because he showed us how to do it. Being led by the Spirit. And let me tell you something. Start fasting. Start denying yourself. And start praying. Start praying at 1 o'clock a.m. Start praying at 3 o'clock a.m. Turn off Housewives and turn off the binge watching of y'all know those shows. Amen. Turn those things off and start getting into that and denying yourself. And so when you fortify and build up yourself, guess what? When you come out, you're ready. I'm ready to face whatever. Why? Because guess what? I emptied out myself. Oh, fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Fill me, Lord Jesus, with your Spirit. So that when I go to school and talk to the teacher, it's not me, it's you. Because guess what? You already handled the situation before I got there. And when the tempter came, verse 3, look what he said. Look. See, I know the word of God, it will lead you. What did I say? You got to what? Be who God says you are. And what does the devil say? The first thing he came and tempted him with, what's the first word he say? If what? Don't you think the devil was there at the coronation? Don't you think the devil heard the voice from heaven? Yeah, you know, when God speaks, man, he got a good voice. He don't need no microphone. And guess what? The enemy right now is just waiting. Say, oh, y'all good now. But guess what? Why we got to hear was important. He said, if you be the Son of God, now you already heard it, turn these stones into bread. What do you say? But he answered and said, it is written. My third and final point for wilderness survival is speak the written word. Speak the written word. Not what you think. Not what you might misinterpret it. And listen, when you... And you got to be careful in your Bible study because we want to quote what God says and not what we say.
That's right.
Why do you want to do that? Because it is the word, it is the written word that backs you up.
Yes.
Check it out. It is the written word that the Spirit is going to lead you back to.
That's right.
He's not going to lead you to anything else. He's going to lead you right back to this word. Now, why do you say written? Because this is the map.
Yes, it is.
You know what was it, acronym? Acronym, thank you. B-I-B-L-E. You know what somebody told me it stands for? Believer's instructions before leaving earth. You got your, look, I told y'all, you ain't tell me to stay. But before we leave earth, we got some instructions. Now, why should we believe the written word? Well, Jesus said, and I like what he says, in John 5:39. Does anyone have that one? Anybody got that? John 5:39. About the written word. Speak the written word. Paul even said, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Sing it and admonish it, speaking to yourself in psalms and spiritual. Anybody got that one? Read it for me. Search the scriptures. Search the written word. Search what's in your hand. Take it off the closet that's been on the mantle dusted for 10 years. Take it off. Dust it off and read the scriptures. Why? Oh, my goodness. For in them, you think, oh, my goodness. In other words, you say, for in them, you it'll just blow your mind. Whew. How much, look, how much, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you. I'll say it. You know why we're not living in abundance? Because we haven't read and believed what the scripture says. For in them you think you have eternal life. You already got eternal life once you receive Jesus Christ. And guess what? You think you got life now? Oh, I'm sorry. You think you have to wait then to get life? You got life right now. And then you think you have eternal life. What's that last part? Stop. And these. What are these? What are these? The scriptures. And these. Go ahead.
Are they?
They speak of me. I ain't got to say nothing. The scripture, the written word, is what. Oh my God. Oh God Almighty. The written word is what speaks about me. Glory to God. No, no, no. I don't have to go on Google. I don't have to look up Oprah. I got the written word. It speaks volume.
Amen.
And so in order to speak the word, you got to do what? Know the word. You got to study the word. It was in 2 Timothy 3:16. Study. Oh, I got somebody. Study. Study. To show thyself approved. I feel like preaching. Oh, I'm talking. I'm just talking. To show thyself approved unto who? God. Why? Because he told me who to be. Unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. Here's a joke. This is what's so important. Church, if you don't get nothing else, get this. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you know what Paul was saying? Paul was saying, like a surgeon, when you go under the operating, when you go into operation, when he cuts, he has to be very precise. You don't want him cutting on your pancreas, and you got tonsils need to be removed. That's a wrong cut. That's a bad cut. You ain't going to that doctor no more. You ain't getting my bill. Right? That's what he meant. You got to cut it so, and guess what? If it hurts, let it hurt. Because guess what? It's good that it cuts you. So that therefore it can heal you. Glory to God. Dr. Taylor used to have a saying. She said, if truth kill a man, then let him die. Let him die. Look, if the truth won't kill him, let him die. If the word's going to kill you, go ahead and die. And in fact, you already should be dead by the word, but you will get into the word. Then guess what? The word won't kill you because you're already dead unto him in the spirit. So guess what? Only thing you can do is not die, but live. Thank you. Look, I didn't even add that. Oh, you must be my helper. All scripture is what? Given by inspiration of God. The white man wrote the Bible. Well, I don't know if he was white. I don't know if he was Asian. I don't know. Look, I believe. This is what I believe. This guy. You might want to take it over. I believe he might have been a person of color. He goes back in the Middle East and, here. That's just what I believe. All right, zoop, edit that out. But here's the underline. If you're thinking about the white man, the black man, no. All scripture was what? Written by inspiration. That's why the enemy will cause the division. He'll get you looking at man. And that's what we're trying to get. Look, I'm trying to get away from man. Look, I'm trying to get away from me. Thank God somebody will stay with me. Amen. All scripture given by the Spirit of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in what? All righteousness. You got everything you need for wilderness survival. Ooh. Even somebody got a phone call and said, look, how do I survive the wilderness? Glory to God. They're going to tell them, this is how you survive it. This is how you survive the wilderness. First of all, you be who God says you are. Secondly, you are led by the Spirit. And third, you speak the Word, the written Word of God.
Amen.
And this is what I love. So after all that, and it goes on down, you can read it. But what I love about it, in verse 11, after you have gone through all that you have gone through, after the temptation, the tempter, the devil has come and tried to shake your faith, after your friends and family has tried to deny you, after everything you thought would stand has now fallen, but when you are in the wilderness by yourself and all you've got is what God says about you, the Holy Spirit and the Word, the Bible says in chapter, verse 11, and then the devil leaveth him alone.
Right, right, right.
And then what? The angels ministered. Hear this, and we're done. Whatever you pour out, God will always get back in.
Amen.
Listen, church, listen to me. I'm done, but I feel this word is for somebody. Somebody is in that place. Uninhabited, uncultivated, and you're stuck there, not understanding that, look here, the Lord brought you to that place, not to die, but he brought you there to survive. He brought you there to live. And instead of complaining, because when the children of Israel was in the wilderness, they went opposite. They did complaining and murmuring. Instead of, here's some Bible teaching. 40 days, 40 nights. It's sort of like a projection of what happened in the wilderness in the children of Israel. Wandering 40 years. All that time they were wandering. Could have came out early, but they didn't because of complaining and murmuring. So they stayed in the wilderness. Jesus, he comes up here some umpteen years later and shows you how to survive the wilderness, not by murmuring, not by the complaining, but just being who God says I am, being led by the Spirit, and speaking the written word. And look, and it didn't take long. Once all that happened, the Bible says, and then Satan leaveth him alone. Good God. Stop playing with him. Stop being a coward. Stop taking down. It's time to survive the wilderness experience. Because guess what? You're only going through because you're coming out.
Amen.
You're going through
Amen.
Because you're coming out.
Amen.
God bless you. I pray that this word has touched. And look, if it's not for you, keep it. Because somebody you might know will need or who is going through a wilderness experience. Understand and get this church. The wilderness ain't bad. It's how you handle it.
Right.
There's some things that we just think, oh, bad, oh, it's just bad. No. Situation might be not what you desired.
Right.
But guess what? It's not bad. It's only there to help what? Knock you out the way and get more of Jesus. Wouldn't it be nice if, look, I just had all good things happen to me, and I look, I'm the prayer warrior, I'm the faith man, but there's some things to come, look, that have to knock you down.
That's right.
To get you back to praying.
Get back to
reading the words. Get back to being who God says you are.
Amen.
Get back to being led by the Spirit.
Amen.
And get back, that foul stuff you've been speaking, get back to speaking the written word of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
John 20, 31. And these things were written. These things were written. There were many things he did, other miracles he did, but there were so many. He said, but these things are written that you might believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yeah.
When you leave here and you walk through the doors and all hell is broke loose, I came to tell you, just walk it and be.
Amen, amen.
Let the Spirit take over.
Yes.
Shall we stand?